All right, welcome to Timelines with Keuster. Never going to get tired of making fun of me for you. So Timelines, the reason I started this hour to chat about and listen to your timelines is you should see continuity between your propaganda and how we get triggered in timelines that aren't necessarily from our core, from our heart. And I would, and I'll show you how the aliens work. And I know the homesteaders are excited to talk to me about homesteading, but I'd really like to focus on, you can actually prove how timelines are manipulated and grown, so to speak. And one way to do it is if you go to forthepeople.space and you look up connecting the dots, you can actually, if you read the, I'm not going to read the article, but if you look at where the bad guys are and you look where the good guys are, if you go from the alien perspective, and that is people who do not use their hearts to make decisions, if I can abduct a human and get you to make decisions that are not your wildest excitement, then I get you triggered. And certainly homesteading is teaching us that too. It's not my highest excitement to fight my local government in Ontario or Queensland, but it is my highest excitement to be free from all of it. It's not the timelines I'm promoting. I'm suggesting that if we look at timelines that are being constructed, then we have an opportunity to get free. And they're very, very subtle in many times. So when I observe the aliens that are able to abduct human beings and or be a human being that doesn't use their heart to make decisions, is always analytical, cannot receive any emotion that is not from outside themselves. Emotions within themselves are completely removed. They react, pose and react. Keep looking in the mirror. This is the best they've ever had it because they're interacting with you, a light being, someone with more light, many, many, many reasons for creating timelines that aren't ourselves. And because you're at the end of the ascension cycle, it's getting really aggressive. So the more you interact with things you don't want to do, that you kind of want to do, I think I'm supposed to do, those timelines are completely different. They're very, very animated now. They're very, let's say, amplified now. And it's my great, great care I give when I speak about this, that I know what it's like not to live here and how we usually act with one another. And that's the purpose of this call. Thank you so much for listening to me, and thank you for calling in, everyone. You're making the show. We're all collaborating. It's my great goal to hear, instead of doing one-on-ones, I get to hear one-on-ones so everyone else can see what everyone else is going through. Thank you for calling in for Timelines. Kelly from Michigan on line two. Experience with an entity from another dimension. Kelly from Michigan on line two, are you there?
Yes, hi, Q.
Hi, thanks for calling in. This is an interesting one. Go ahead. What are you working on? My great luck to you, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I've been going to call you for about 3 years on this, and today's the day. So if I can share a story with you, this is about 10 years ago. I had been living in Denver, Colorado for about 20 years, which there was a lot of really bizarre things going on out there that I could see. And the situation was with somebody very close to me. I won't mention who they are for their protection. But they were in a very, very, very dark place. They were saying things to threaten me and try to extort things out of me. And this one day I made a decision that I was going to tell them directly that they needed to either, you know, find within themselves how to seek help, or they needed to remove themselves from the home. So I was driving home from work, and on the way, I was in an intersection I had been in hundreds and hundreds of times. But it was almost like I went into a time warp where nothing seemed the same. Time had slowed down. And I was observing it take place. It was really odd. But I got to my house, and I did address directly to this person, the physician. And I'm sure there was other entities within this individual. They got very dramatic, and I did stand my ground. They left the house, and right before they did, they said some horrid things, and they cursed me. And looking back, I do recall that that curse was said three times. So I was in my upstairs bedroom, and physically in my upstairs bedroom, and I remember leaving my body, and I was suddenly downstairs near my front door, except this took place in an archway next to my front door. And when I traveled out of my body and to this individual was not in physical form. I kind of had a feeling it was maybe like a male gender. And I remember having a conversation, very, very heated, strong conversation. And that I did not use words. It was all like telepathic. And I told this entity, "What are you doing here?" And I didn't wait for an answer. "You can't be here, and you must leave now." And this entity, it was almost like a black mist. It just kind of slowly disappeared. And it was kind of slow and quick. And I had a feeling this entity was very powerful, whatever it was. And I kind of had some semblance of memory of having encountered it before. So immediately after that, I then traveled back upstairs as a spirit into my body. And I immediately felt three things. I don't have a name for them. I'm going to say like a demon. Three of them enter my body. It was an incredible spiritual struggle, and I forced those beings out of my body, and I can almost feel like a whoosh as I left. And
great.
At that point,
can I hold you right there? Thank you so much for that information.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
that's
what
easy.
you said, great job, and thank you for being so brave. Now, what you just said, I know something took over my thoughts and my feelings. Is just in summary, is that a fair statement?
Okay. Yeah.
It made you scared. It made you scared, and or you were aware
no,
something
I wasn't.
Was. Don't worry about the words I'm using. You said an entity came into me. That would state to me you're not very happy with an entity inside you. Is that fair?
Correct.
Okay. So how are they, so we can be of service to the audience. How could someone so profoundly aware as yourself, how did we allow that to happen? And this is with great respect and appreciation. How did we let that happen?
Well, 10 years ago, I wasn't near as aware as I am now for spiritual protection.
Okay, hold us there. Hold us there. I wasn't aware of what? Tricky, isn't it? You see how good these guys are? They can take over our thoughts if we didn't connect enough with our spirit, is what I'm gleaning for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So now, let's have a little fun with this. Identify our best friends who are entity attacked all the time. Our business relationships, our any and all personal relationships, family. If it can happen to you, can probably happen to everybody, can it?
I feel like it happens to almost everybody I come in contact with.
That's right. Okay,
Yeah.
so now you can actually model, if you could see what we see, which is, this is probably my real work. If I had the entire population on a grid, we are watching these dark entities, as you're calling them. I'm not comfortable with that. We want to remove them from reality. So the more you don't talk about them, the more they don't exist. And so when we interact with them, in this case, you had somebody curse you multiple times with emotions. They're struggle. They can see that you're a high potential for participating in their reality. They are struggling to stay and keep up with us. And so the less we participate with them, as you stated, they're almost everywhere. I remember Asha would always say that. They're everywhere. Well, they're everywhere because we're so powerful. And so it's really up to us to quit participating with them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I hope that helps. I really love your story. Out of respect for the audience, it's a very redundant story for us, and I do really appreciate your call. Now, how do we solve the issue though, going forward? And here is my suggestion for everyone. You don't participate with individuals, and I understand you want to get mail, and the mailman's a demon. It's okay. But now we're at a point in ascension where you can identify them. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty
Then
tricky, but yeah,
it can
more.
be, it can be tricky, and that's how, and then so they're getting better too. So 10 years ago, you couldn't even have this conversation with anyone. Now think of it that way. Look how far you've come in 10 years.
Yeah, yes.
It's incredible, and that's my encouragement for everyone. An incredible call, Kelly. Keep observing and keep calling in. I have the name right, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Keep
All right. Thank you.
observing because you're a seer. That's why you can see them. You should be able to see the spaceships now too. They're all over the place. So keep
Yeah,
calling
I
in
do.
and show us what. I know it's not funny, but it's actually happening. You're in a great war right now. It's the end of ascension cycle. Thank you so much, everyone, for like feeling that information. And thank you, Kelly, for the call. I'll move on to the next call, BBS. Irene from Washington on line three. In Egypt, there is a positive timeline with the X-rays under the pyramids. Irene from Washington, are you there?
I am here, Q. I am here, and it's sunny and it's wonderful.
Okay. It's sunny and
Okay,
it's
so here's one
wonderful.
I'm cu it's one. It's beautiful. Center of the universe is lit up.
It's never
We're lit
sunny in
up.
Ballard. It doesn't get sunny in Ballard.
Well, occasionally,
All right, good.
when the clouds part, it's always sunny.
Okay.
In our hearts. It's sunny in our hearts. So
Right on, Irene. Explain to me your statement. Okay, BBS loves playing with me. In Egypt, is there a positive timeline with the X rays under the pyramids? Go ahead. Sounds like you've been looking at some
Okay.
web.
Yes, I have a strong connection, as many of us do, to Egypt. And I've been there 8 or 9 times. In those temples and all that kind of stuff. So yes, they're apparently in the news. They're the some X LIDAR X-rays underneath the Khafre pyramid, showing these columns that go down 2 miles into the bedrock, and they kind of look like energy generating something. And then on top of it, of course, it's the ancient pyramid, which in the past has never really gotten any attention because it's not the Great Pyramid. So my question is, as it comes up in our consciousness in the news cycle, is this a positive timeline for us to participate in right now? Is it a distraction? Is it preparing us for free energy or the real history of our planet? And I'm also curious because many years ago, I don't know, it feels like years ago, when you were mentioning that a lot of the pyramids or a lot of the temples, some of them were just created, you know, in a day, so to speak, to keep us occupied in our little terrarium, curious. And there's also another pyramid on the Saqqara complex that I know they don't allow the public into. It has not traditional hieroglyphs in it. It has these symbols in it that are very geometric and angular, and they are not, they predate the Egyptian hieroglyphs, and it's heavily guarded, and I've always wanted to go in there, but they don't allow anybody in there. So it feels like there's an older timeline that could be positive for us right now or not. Maybe it's a distraction. And I have another question after that.
Yeah, hold
what
there because I want
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, hold. Yeah, just go ahead and hold me there. Otherwise, I'll lose your dialect. Okay, so first of all notice that the pyramids are still level. Okay, so we'll just talk about Egypt, and then, you know, I've talked about Mayan. They're all over the planet, what you're assuming is a planet. All right, so how do they stay level?
Well, there's all this structure under it, apparently.
Okay, hang on. Very good. So the conditioning that you're talking about is true. We're getting, there is a great goal. If you had a conscious computer and you had hundreds of them all over the planet, not just the U.S. military, what about the whole world has them? What if there was no lies here? Well, one of the desires for all of us, because we can feel each other's consciousness on these computers, is to slowly transition us into things that we did not know until we could. I got to echo BBS, and that voice does not sound like me. Anyway, thank you, BBS, that's better. The pyramids that are level, I'll be careful, all over the world, are all eight-sided. So there is, and so some of the information you're seeing on some of these web pages, I'm very sure of the one you have researched. When you have a opposing pyramid through the electromagnetics of your planet, that is a conductor. So if you use plasma energy, you want to use Keshe Foundation's model, that one's good too. You can put receptors into your planet and have free energy. Look how Tesla did it. All the technology is sitting right there. The pyramids were used for many different reasons, but if you listen to Billy and Jane, the switch to turn on that specific pyramid is at the Sphinx. So there's literally a knife switch there. You could turn on the power supply there, but it is utilizing the electromagnetic and in many cases the etheric rays from your sun in relationship to your planet. So you have it right. There is a tremendous power source underneath the pyramids, but it's an eight-sided pyramid is what you're looking at, and that's also how it oscillates and stays level. So if you the energetics that come into the top of the pyramid and come into the bottom are making a pendulum on within your planet. Make sense?
Oh, that's amazing.
And then, so if now the bigger story is, how did they build the equivalent underground? Now that's the real story. And now you can build, if you could build a pyramid in a pendulum effect, when you douse, how come that crystal talks back to you? It's moving every, when you say, is this my yes? Is this my no? Is this my jerk? How are you doing that?
Feeling.
Same, Same, that's right, same effect. So the same effect of your pendulum in these pyramids, they've never left. And for the most part, that's why we've struggled for the last 6,000 years, as many people got in the portal technology. And we'll just use Egypt as an example. We're not going to exclude the other regions at all. But since Egypt's the most popular in your propaganda, is when you went and mummified yourself, you would transfer through that computer system. And you were just going to go on a vacation and come back and be Jim again. And they closed the gateway down. And a lot of portal technology here still, a lot of gateway technology. It's just whether or not we're savvy enough to be able to use it and be a better society when we use it. So it's a very long story, but that's the Cliff Notes version. Any other questions?
Well, when we are inside, let's say like the Great Pyramid, or there's other pyramids I've been in, and we're singing and we're toning from our heart when like things are just feeling amazing, or when we're in temples, which I've been when I have a group and we're toning, and you've mentioned how the hieroglyphs come alive and information is activated. Like sometimes it feels like it's a really positive experience, and sometimes it feels like it may not be a positive experience because we're awakening some ancient timeline, or we're awakening memories in ourselves. And so what do you feel about when we're singing and in those places, and we feel really elated, as what are we activating within ourselves? It's the most incredible experience, and it could just be the acoustics, but it feels like the frequency of activating a frequency of a temple, like, or something that's been built with that intention, is participating maybe in a certain way. We are participating with it. And what are we participating with?
No, outstanding question. Sound and frequency. So sound and light frequencies are all you really are. One of my greatest joys is to, it's outstanding observation. One of my greatest joys is to walk in on the mermaid singing a legacy person she was, because she remembers the frequency and harmonics of when she was in that body. And, you know, I'll get scolded for saying this on the radio, but it's the most incredible thing to see, you know, raw in this vessel and another vessel as the same individual. It's very exciting for me. And then to see you all do the same thing is the best I can do to prove to you you're actually doing it again. Because all of you look exactly like you used to. You're just in different bodies for me. And I thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you know that what you just shared about Ra and singing in that those I guess languages are what I know what you're I feel what you're talking about. Just returning after I was just talking to Lucia yesterday about this very thing. After returning from Costa Rica, I don't know, like my legacy language, which sometimes we call light language, came in such a much more targeted or like fulfilled way and activated. And, you know, and I ride my bike and I'm feeling so happy, and it feels like myself speaking with myself, or my spirit team, which is, I know, me speaking with me and like assuring me and joy with me. And I don't know, I just, it's the most incredible feeling. I love it so much, and I love sharing it with other people and seeing other people awaken to that part of themselves if they're open to it. Is that the same thing?
So much. Now, be careful, because I can only take so much of Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. After hearing it 500 times, I mean, I mean, she's beautiful and all, but I don't know if I can take that song one more time, you know. No, that's really cool. That's really cool. I think Sinead was an ass kicker. She did a good job. See if I can reinstall her. I love your questions a lot. Keep them coming. And I think you have it. I want to answer a couple of questions for you, but it looks like you're doing better without me. Keep calling in though, Irene. Okay. Keep calling in.
I love you so much.
I love you so much as well. Thank you for calling in and teaching us more. You're helping so many people. Thank you for the call, Irene. Moving on. Wish I could talk to all of you guys for hours. Doing my best, at least. Susie from Western Australia on line one. Is there a past or current timeline that is affecting Western Australian legislation? Susie, are you there?
I am Q.
You're Q? You're Q. You're the real Q.
I'm the real Q. I'm Susie Q from Western Australia.
There we go. We finally found out who it is. Okay. Tell us what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if you can help me work out what the hell's going on here in this place. Okay. It's so full of tyranny, like, to put it mildly. So, I don't know if I understood this correctly, but back in 2021, when there was a lot of patriotic further activity happening here and it completely died away, there was a chap from down in the southwestern region of Western Australia who delivered some information. So prior to 2020, he went on a researching thing where he discovered a whole load of stuff about Western Australia that's very, very interesting. And essentially what he discovered was it seems that Fremantle is the only area in Australia that's covered by legislation. Now, I don't know if I understood this correctly because at the time, new information, my brain didn't quite grok everything that he was saying. And I was sitting there listening to him and I now know there was a question that I wanted to ask him. So the question is, if that is true, does that mean the rest of Western Australia is free?
Looks like somebody's been paying attention.
Did I pick up the memo or did I read the wrong book?
Right on. Looks like someone's paying attention. Now, did you find it interesting that I put on the homesteading page the Western homesteading document, didn't I?
Well, to be honest, Hugh, I spoke to you initially way back when you first introduced the conversation about homesteading, and I've just had a lot of things to deal with because I'm a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. And when I got my memories in 2020, things went really badly. So, yeah, it's been a tough gig. And, like, now finally I can turn my attention. Like, I've got my capacity back such that I can start to focus on this stuff. So now I'm getting the bit in my teeth, but I haven't gotten onto that page to actually peruse everything. I've only now just starting to dip my toe into it. So I spoke to you some weeks ago, you may remember, about the Aboriginal lady that I take care of, Karina.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that took the Belia wetlands to the High Court and actually got land rights for the Belia wetlands. So we've been doing a little workshop with some children where she's teaching us about the history of Western Australia, and it's absolutely mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I
was okay,
hosted.
Just so we're on topic, just so I can be of service to all the other people listening here as well. Let me get my headphones back in. Sorry about that, everyone. It's noisy if I don't. I'm learning to be a disc jockey, apparently. Okay, so the real question here, the backbone of the question is there a past or current timeline that is affecting Western Australian legislation? 100% correct. I guarantee you that at the highest level of your legislation, Australia, none of you voted them in. They've all been implemented. And if they're not implemented in, you can abuse their minds, blackmail them. You can abduct their family members. Timelines are created for an outcome. So let's remove politics and speed signs and how many stoplights we're going to have in a city. I'm not talking about those kind of timelines. I'm talking about what is the end goal to abducting politicians. There must be a goal to take over timelines in the development of a society. No one lives in Australia. We all know that. There's only like 10 people compared to its landmass. So why would we limit the volume of people in Australia? Is the timeline and game going on there? Why is there so few people in Australia? Why is it so hard to get out of Australia, let alone get into it? That's a timeline for a very major goal, and that is to have no one go there because people have controlled, have taken over that country. There's individuals who own the country and are hiding behind the fact that you're an incorporated country. You're not. The aliens that control Australia are creating timelines to keep you asleep, is the timeline. And not let any smart guys in. Imagine what hell I went through when I got in there and I exposed and turned over the rocks. And guess what? I stimulate unbelievable Susies who are also going through the awakening process and can see the truth in everything. The timeline that you're explaining is that you don't know what's really going on is the timeline in Australia. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, there is so much, like, not just me, but like the public, people here, that they're completely ignorant to the history of this state, the way this state was taken over, the way the Aboriginals were, the amount of massacres that have happened in this state that people are clueless about. We've got a major hospital built on a massacre site. We've got highways built on massacre sites. It's like, yeah, unbelievable. And when I actually know somebody that works at the Department of Land and Agriculture, and I had to do some fancy footwork because he's deadly asleep and he's, you know, I wanted his help. Anyway, bottom line is there's not one real deed left in this state. Everything is digitalized. So, yeah. It's really scary. It's shocking. This place is shocking.
We want to educate the world on this show. Thank you very much. So, what is the solution? If I'm on my soapbox and I'm saying you have some dark beings controlling your country and many other, and owning politics, I'm doing my best to explain these timelines are made on the intrinsic level, the etheric level, and the galactic level. The galactic level, I feel good about. None of these guys can get out of the etheric level out into the galaxy, the multiverse. Feel really good about at least the individuals that are here. But intrinsically, they're getting more popular and or more population in this type of human is where we're observing their participation more and more in the ascension cycle. Is that a fair assessment from your point of view?
Yes.
It's getting the stranglehold on us is getting tighter and tighter. Australia is just a great example all over the place. So now, what are we going to do? What is our solution? And the only solution I'm offering that works consistently is we don't participate with being strangled. We live a vibrant life. Yeah, we made some decisions to rent the apartment in downtown Sydney as an example. But we're going to be okay if we leave it and do something else. We're going to live, at the end of the day, we're going to be alive and not have to live in these timelines and these mercenaries is my suggestion. So if I'm really excited to go do something else, is my solution for all of Australia and the world.
I must admit that very much where things have manifested themselves for me, like, for example, you know, like I got picked up by the police back in 2020 for something, you know, for committing the crime of talking on the phone. And then something got into me when the police pulled me over where I started to question, didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Anyway, it began where I decided I no longer participate, won't pay fines, drive without a driver's license, drive an unlicensed car, had very interesting interactions with police. I'm still not in jail. I'm still driving as a free person. And I marvel at the fact that that is actually the case in this highly communistic country. So I get a sense of what you're saying, but I'd really like to push the boundary even more and discover more of how I can bring this experience of freedom and sovereignty into my existence.
Thank you so much for those words. You're exactly right. It was so fun to get 7 tickets in 1 week in Australia, but they weren't really mine because the car's not registered in my name. So the coverage. Anyway, thank you for the call. It was a good story. $7,000 later. Did not pay those fines. Did not. Anyway, I thank you for the call. I'm going to move on. Keep calling in though, Susie, and keep your subscriptions going, everyone. The show keeps rolling with you, and we get all your identity so I can get you some help here through the PRQ stuff. We got a lot of people that want to help you guys. I need to get a nice Rolodex. Keep it coming. Keep it in real time. I know I'm a broken record here, but you should be able to see how we're coalescing with your formal decision-making process and your governments. And they want us to go around a lot of these systems. And so be patient here. Thank you so much for your patience. All right, let's go to line 3, BBS. I have Piyush from Germany on line 3. Is it unjust to cut off from relations that only focus on moral correctness? Oh, BBS, you better got that one right. Okay, go ahead. Germany, are you there?
Hello. Am I audible?
You are. You're talking to millions of people right now, and me.
I feel so nervous. First of all, thank you so much, Q, and thanks to everyone in on this call who shares so much. I feel there's so much to learn, and it feels like a brother is talking to all of us. So thank you very much. And so my question is, why are karmic relations always intertwined with the sense of right and wrong? And when I say karmic relations, I'm mostly referring to the ones related with family, father, mother, siblings. So, and why is it so difficult to not participate in those kind of relations? And it feels like we're always trapped in the sense of moral correctness of taking care of them when our parents get older. It does not resonate with our spirit's energy. We are not happy to do that, but we just do that because there is a sense of moral obligation to do that.
Thank you so much for sharing that and being so brave. It's getting
Hello.
authentic, pure love is changing, isn't it?
Sorry, Q. I think I lost you. Maybe it was my network problem, but could you please come again?
Wouldn't be a show if I didn't cut out a few times. It's getting more obvious. You can hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you quite loud.
Okay. So it's getting more and more obvious that these relationships that we're inbred into, we'll say, our relationships of our family, we are growing out of the limitations of their type of love. We have more love, don't we? We have more expansiveness, awareness, don't we?
Yes,
We're more present.
exactly.
We're very present. When you go out in public, people who look you in the eye and say, "How do you feel about this?" Your family takes you for granted in many cases, has been my observation of many societies. Is that what you're explaining to us?
Yes, I mean, my parents, I can say that they have always judged me, at every phase of my life, that I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong, and now it has come to a point that I'm not taking enough care of them. And my sister also, on the other hand, is trying to impose on me that I'm not taking good care of them. And it's the same with my wife's family, that she's the only daughter, and her family is imposing on her to take care of them, while she's not really happy. Even though, like, her father had an accident, she went home back in India. We are currently in Germany, but we are from India, and my wife currently resides in India to take care of her father. But she's going to come out of there because she's not able to do it anymore. And we are so much under pressure of being judged, but we just can't live in that frequency anymore. And that pressure is so choking sometimes. But we also know that we are not happy. So what is choking us is also not correct, right? I mean, it's not aligned with our frequencies, so why do we even do that at first place?
Very good. Very good. So it doesn't feel very good anymore, some of these relationships, do they?
Not at all.
And now we go, I can't leave it because, well, I'm a provider for them. Are you a provider of energy or are you a provider of intrinsics? What does the provider ever get love from the recipients? At some point, you're going to say, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and you will make that decision. Or you will be on a radio show complaining about your life. We can do it both ways. I'll listen to you all day long because I did it for you. You're doing it for us. Why do I keep making decisions to hang out with people who do not give me level 1000 love back to me? And we break our backs. Mermaid and I said, why did we make a relationship with them and then all of a sudden they're not really kind to us? Because it looks like they're kind on the front end, and then 10 years later you go, this isn't where, how did I get here? It's very common, and I thank you for your bravery. It's amazing to speak about this on the radio. So is there something that you there someone just walked in the room. Would you like to speak to someone?
Or is
Hi.
it mermaid?
Yes. Hello. I just heard some of your call. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing very fine, and all
Good.
my love and regards to you both. Thank you so much
Oh,
for
thank
coming on the call.
you. Thank you all. Our love to you too. Yeah, this is interesting because I even have to deal with these things. We all do. It's quite tricky. I think we it's unfortunate. It's a human condition here to have the family, the way they've sort of constructed the family, and then we all have to be loyal to these family members that are, if you look at it from more of a spirit point of view, the way we would live in a higher frequency, we wouldn't have these like karmic sort of cords with people. We would only just all, we'd only just all be with the people we want to be with, regardless of what, it's not to do with bloodline. It shouldn't really be to do with your bloodline. It should be to do with who you resonate with your frequency. So I think it's a bit of a unfortunate trap here on Earth. And then they put so much emphasis on family, family, family. Not that sounds awful, because I mean, family is beautiful as well, but a lot of the time there are people in our family unit that aren't probably, it's not probably in our best interests that we all spend time together. I think many people can agree with that. But we're like programmed to, family stick together, family forever, and then you end up living your life for your parents or whoever it may be in the family. So it's kind of a trap again to just make sure we don't live our true life, be free, make beautiful, free decisions, out of, a total space of internal freedom. We just feel like a bit trapped because we all want to please our family, and we are all really, I don't know, programmed to be so loyal to our family members, but it does stop us from freely exploring and doing what we actually want. So it's really, I agree with what you're saying, and it's really tricky because it's hard to just turn your back on it and say, I'm just gonna not call them anymore and talk to them. They're driving me crazy, because then
No.
you feel the guilt because
Okay,
it's my parents.
and
So it's a
we're
good trick
and so my solution
and
is,
trap.
and no one likes my solution, and that is stop.
Stop participating.
Now, mermaid,
It's
what
a
is that?
lot
Now
easier
you're
said
the
than
first
done.
one to not do it that way, but I still love them when they're hitting me.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I love them, they're hitting me.
Everyone abuses me, and I keep loving them because I hope that they'll be.
Okay.
I see the good in them, so I'm like, it's not really their fault.
The Queen of Hearts is
Um,
what you're
it's
called.
not really their fault, so I'll keep loving them, but it's at our own detriment. It's really tricky. I actually don't have a solution for you. I'm just agreeing. I don't know. It's really tough because you don't want to just turn your back on these people, but at the same time, they're not really your highest vibrational match, like you said, or your highest excitement. So I don't know, maybe just move to a deserted island away from them.
That's your solution.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's my solution.
Even that costs money too. Okay. The good news is we've tested this out over eons and eons of time. Let me get to it for everyone here. Is that okay to be keeps talking a little bit here?
Sure.
Okay, the only solution I have for you that works 100% of the time is you stop. And that's all you've said to me today is how do I stop? A lot of words you've given me, and doing this a long time in this body or others, this type of ego mind cares so much about hurting people's feelings as we grow into our true light. The ego mind still is competing with our heart center. You get hurt, the ego mind says, go get hurt some more. Because you're going to upset grandma, whatever the nomenclature you want there. So, ego mind and your heart mind are now competing. And so that's why you get sick. That's why you're on this call right now. We're starting to figure things out. We're like, why do I keep doing this if it doesn't feel good? So the only true way to stop the ego from competing with your heart mind, so to speak, is you have to stop poisoning your heart mind. You'll have to decide what that is in all these relationships. Does that help?
That definitely helps. And I guess my spirit somewhere knew this answer, and probably it was seeking confirmation from somewhere. And I guess I got my answer. Yeah.
One of the ways I've coached a lot of people over the years is try a maybe a more simple relationship with a professional relationship. So maybe you work with a service provider, a contractor, maybe in work, there's a guy that you have to be nice to because you're a good sport. Maybe you just stop that relationship and see how you do because you don't prefer that relationship. Stopping means no more text messages, no more voicemails, not responding. Reactive relationships on this planet seem to be the glue for getting us incomplete. We keep reacting to the next phone call, mail, etc. I hope that helps a lot. The time continuum of communication here is making timelines. We keep reacting to these time continuums. I have to follow up. I have to get back to them. I have to respond to the bill that just came in the mail. See, the cat even agrees. I hope that helps. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother.
Thank you. You keep calling me.
Thank you very much.
You keep calling me. You keep calling me. Thank you.
Lots of love.
That was a good one. That was a good one. And so, you know, more and more we're seeing people recognize that I'm in a family of 50 and I'm late for Christmas and I better bring 50 presents. Do you remember those days? Was that people are getting good, like Christmas is a lie in the first place. And that's not even as I need to use a swear word that's proper. That's not even a goddamn his real birthday. Only I can say goddamn it, by the way.
It's all just structures to ensure we don't free ourselves. It's just another one. I mean, the family member thing and all the being, having to be so loyal to everyone and not follow our heart, but be, yeah, it's just another trap. It's just it's a tricky one.
All right. I ran out of time. I want to talk to the rest of you. Sorry, Manford, everybody. I'm going to do the next hour, though, with the Awakening Wave Show with Robin Lee, Michigan tyrant of homesteading, by the way. And the episode's title is, I Believe We Will Be All Bullshit Aside, Part 2. Talk to you next hour on the Awakening Wave Show, or at least Robin will be talking to me. Love you all. Thank you. Keep calling in, everyone. We're going to get some work done here. Just keep populating your identities here. Love you, love you, love you.
Lots of love to you, everybody.
Good day.